Lee Chambers
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now it's Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros Home, and we're playing that because we're talking about the Cambridge Home and Garden Show, which is taking place at the Guildhall this weekend, which is organised by Jennifer Chong, who's joined me now. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
I must say, you're looking very relaxed for somebody who's got this big event at the weekend.
It's all a facade.
is everything in place? You look very serene.
Yes. I think it's everything's in place. Everything's finalised, the exhibitors, the talk. And everything. So, yeah, just trying to promote it now and make sure lots of people come.
And this is the second one?
Yes, it's the second one. So the first one was in September 2017. And so we're doing another one now in the spring, which I think will be a really nice time of year for people thinking about home and garden projects.
So for people who didn't go last year, what is it? If I walked into the Guildhall on either the 30th or the 31st of March, what would I see?
So basically, in a nutshell, it's an exhibition style event, all focused around home and garden design, and particular focus on the sort of Cambridgeshire East Anglian region. So the main exhibition hall will have, I think there's 40 exhibitors taking part from the region, all relating to some sort of product or service to do with garden, home or garden design. There's a whole 2 days program worth of talks. There's workshops going on. So the speaker hall is sponsored by Mortgage Advice Bureau, and Cambridge Classics, who are our main sponsor, will be doing a room set on the main stage, as well as a room set by Katie Malick Interiors in the small hall. The Novi Pop-Up Cafe. There's lots going on.
Lots going on. So when you say home and garden design exhibits, yes, relating to that, what kind of things are you talking about there?
So there's sort of larger concept things like kitchens and bathroom, either designers or makers. There are interior designers taking part, but there's also furniture makers, retailers or makers of interiors products like the rug and carpet studio, and what else we got? The specialist subjects like Go Glass are taking part, who specialise in glass systems, as well as we've got some artists taking part, and also the Art Hand Gallery as well. So there's lots of different aspects to do with home and garden design.
So even if you're not doing up your home or your garden, you can come along if you've got a home and a garden.
Yes, absolutely, because it's not just about the big scale things. There are also stands that are selling small items. So there's a new company called Small and Green who sell, they do handmade terrariums and plants for the home. There's also going to be a retail area near the cafe that will be selling home accessories and products for interiors. So there's, you know, even if you just wanted to buy a little treat for your home or for a gift, you know, there's still things like that, as well as the kind of larger concept sort of products and services as well.
You had me at cafe, to be honest. And you were saying earlier, of course, it's Mother's Day on Sunday, so this would be a nice thing to either go along and get a present or to take your mum to.
Yeah, bring your mum, absolutely.
And she can pick what she wants.
Absolutely.
And you've organised this. Yes. How easy is it putting something like this together?
It's a lot of work, it is. I'm really grateful for all the companies that have agreed to take part, because I think it's without them there is no event. So, you know, as I said, 40 exhibitors, 15 talks. So there's a lot of businesses in the local region that are taking part, which is really good. But yeah, it's a lot of organisation, logistics and that kind of thing.
And you say businesses in the local region. Mm. It was important to you that you had that local element there.
Yeah, I mean, the main reason I started the event was because there wasn't really anything like this in the whole of East Anglia, really. Everything seems to be very London-focused or shows that are on a kind of national scale. But it's which is difficult, I think, for small local businesses to get involved in terms of cost and manpower. And I think it's really important to support local business. So I really wanted to put a strong focus on local and independent businesses as well.
And you're an interior designer, that's your background.
Yeah.
So this must be heaven for you, wandering around looking at all those yes, things.
Absolutely. I mean, I really enjoy these like live experience events and often go along to things in like Design Week and things like that. That because it's a really great way to kind of get inspiration, find new products, meet people. And it just seemed a shame that there wasn't anything like that on a local scale. So that's sort of why I started it, really. Because it as well as being really beneficial for work, on a personal note, it's really fun. So so I think people enjoy it. People really like, the whole design, with online things like Pinterest, House, Instagram, people are really getting into home and garden design things. Yeah,
and it's the second year, so obviously there's a demand for it. How did it do in the first year?
Yeah, it was really good. We had loads of people come along. I think there were about 1,000 people on the day, which was great. And got a lot of really good feedback. It was nice to hear that a lot of the businesses that took part got work out of it, so that shows that it was successful. On that note, a lot of the visitors who came were saying, oh, it's great that there's something like this in Cambridge, I don't have to go to London, and saying, oh, is this going to be back again? So that was really nice to hear.
And this nice mixture of workshops and exhibits, so you can kind of drift in and out of a workshop and then go and see something that might complement what you've learnt about in the workshop.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not just about the exhibition. That is definitely the main event, but there's I tried to add like lots of other things as well, so that it's kind of full experience and can make it a bit of a day out. So
is there one thing that you're particularly looking forward to?
Oh my goodness, I
know,
choose.
Sorry, put you on the spot.
Put me on the spot. I can't possibly choose.
No, it's like choosing your favourite child.
It is a bit, yeah. Because I mean, everything just, I'm really pleased with how it's all come together. I think that the sort of variety is incredible, and I think that's it's a testament to the variety and range of businesses that we've got in the creative design scene locally, which is really something to be proud of. I think the talks will be really popular because there's some really, really interesting ones on there, ranging from sort of design advice to more niche, like we've got some smart home technology talks and talks about art in the home and things like that. So that those will be really interesting. And the workshops are new, so I would really like to see how people respond to those and if they enjoy those as well.
So it's the 30th to the 31st of March, Saturday and Sunday, at the Guildhall. What kind of time?
So Saturday is 10 till 4:30 and Sunday 10 till 3.
And does it cost anything to get in?
No, it's completely free.
And the workshops, do you need to book a place at those?
They do need booking places. So I know that the floral workshop has just sold out. I think it's fully booked, but there's probably a waiting list. And if there is enough interest, we might add another one. And then the lampshade making, there's a cost of £25 for that one. And then there's a create a colour wheel workshop on both days that is free, apart from an optional donation to Arthur Rank Hospice Charity, who's our charity partner.
And they're also an exhibitor, aren't they?
Yeah, they're taking part. So it's really great to have them on board. So they are, they'll have a stand in the main hall talking to people about what they do. And also Donna Talbot is giving a talk called Bringing the Outside In, talking about how design has sort of, how they designed their new site to promote sort of well-being with their patients.
So, and if people want to find out any more information, it's your website, which is camhomeshow.com.
Yes, camhomeshow.com. We've got all the exhibitor lineups on there and information on those, the talks, the workshops, how to book, as well as how to register for a ticket, but it's free.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Jennifer, I hope that you've got something nice. Of course, you're a mum as well, so you're going to be very busy on Mother's Day.
Postponing my Mother's Day.
Yes. Hope you've got something lined up nice for either Sunday evening or Monday morning where
you can
just relax.
Yeah, it'll be nice to chill out for a little bit.
Lovely to speak to you. Good luck. So it's the Cambridge Home and Garden Show at Guildhall this Saturday and Sunday.